Doctors who went to medical school before the year 2000, for better or worse, put in 120-hour work weeks training as residents. Then medical schools and teaching hospitals limited work hours to 80 per week, which lowered the number of mistakes made by young, sleep-deprived doctors, but it also shrunk the time spent training before becoming full-fledged physicians. Another issue, med school professors worry students who spent their early years tapping on and swiping across screens instead of learning needle skills, woodworking, and drawing just aren't as nimble-fingered.
When they come in, they may not have the skills that they need when they finish.
Dr. James Korndorfer is vice chair of the surgery department at Stanford Medical School.
I wouldn't expect them to. Otherwise, we wouldn't need to have 5 or 7 years of surgical training to get them to where they need to be and to be safe and a competent surgeon for the public.
In fact, rather than bemoan the deficiencies caused by too much screen time as students, Dr. Korndorfer has seen an upside for some.
Some people have shown that at least they get better against simulation scores if they've actually played more video games growing up. You know, some of the studies that have come out when we're talking about laparoscopic surgery show that individuals that spent more time doing video games have better, at least, simulation scores than individuals that didn't have more practice doing video games.
He says they've developed a sort of boot camp for incoming interns who are sent packets before they step foot on campus, which they can use at home to practice skills like suturing and tying knots, so when they arrive at Stanford, they're better prepared to get to work learning in the operating room. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.